Hello and welcome to the Geek History Lesson Extra podcast. I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And I'm Jason, gonna tie you up by your hands, Inman. Yes, that's right, this Geek History Lesson Extra got a little weird.
You can't let men tie you up, you lose your powers.
Thank you guys for your support on Patreon. We love it. I hope you guys enjoy this extra podcast. Ashley, we just talked about Wonder Woman quite a bit. Had a really fun episode.
It's my favorite Golden Age that I've done. Oh. Between that and Batman. It was so different and so weird to the modern Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. I think I knew more what to expect with Batman than this. So it was a blast.
Got it. I will say, you didn't ask me this question earlier, but I kind of think Batman has the weakest Golden Age adventures of the Trinity.
Because they're standard detective stories. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I actually had a question that I was going to ask you, but we went a little long.
Go for it.
So we talked a little bit about Steve Trevor, how Steve Trevor's kind of a boob. As he appears in the Golden Age.
In the comic books he is, yeah.
Yes, compared to now. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a much more capable, fleshed out, real person character. Do you think that Steve Trevor is for Wonder Woman what Lois Lane and Selina Kyle are for Batman and Superman?
Yes.
And that he should be included as
yes.
such?
Yes. Well, here's the tough thing is that once you get to man's world, what do you do with Steve Trevor?
Yeah, because he's not special anymore.
It's tough. You know, I've always kind of thought for a long time because everybody, a lot of writers have, and as we talked about this earlier, like have problems with Wonder Woman. They don't know what to do with her once you get past the origin. And I've kind of always thought that I actually had this idea before Supergirl, but mm-hmm. I kind of thought Supergirl like put it on the head. Like, why doesn't Steve work for a governmental agency that hires Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
To go fight supernatural things.
Yeah, like make him her handler.
Yes, exactly. Why isn't he like her governmental handler? Mm-hmm. Because that seems like a perfect way to include him but not make him be meaningless.
Yeah, they're touching on that in Rebirth a little bit.
Sorta.
I actually really like when Steve Trevor shows up because he's really pretty the way they're drawing him. And this version of Steve Trevor, I think, is softer than some of the other versions. Mm-hmm. And I can see more now why Wonder Woman loves him.
There's a
and
lot
I think
of...
The movie does a really good... I don't want to give it away, but...
The movie does a really good job of, like, proving why they love each other.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it, is, like, a lot of times Steve Trevor is, like, completely forgotten. Because here's the interesting thing it's an interesting thing that you can talk about with the loves of the Trinity. By the way, I fucking love that Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are called the Trinity. I love
it. So do
I. I really love it because they are my religious Trinity. For
yeah.
me. Anyways, so Catwoman sort of has superpowers, or she's just as skilled as Batman.
She.
Okay. Lois is an aspect of Superman. She's like the best reporter in the world,
yeah.
Which is something that he really wants to be.
She's what he wants to be.
Yes, he wants to be. She is like perfect human to him.
Yeah,
and he's like, man, I need to be as good as her because she's so awesome. So she has a purpose too, right? Mm-hmm. Steve doesn't have that.
He's not utilitarian to Wonder Woman the way Selina and Lois have been to their partners.
Exactly.
That's
like,
interesting.
Like, yeah, Steve doesn't have that thing. And I also, I wonder kind of if you need to do something in the origin to like retell the origin, but you know how Wonder Woman is like the best woman of her island?
Yeah.
Like maybe you need to make Steve Trevor like, not like the best spy, but
he's
like,
supposed to be in the Golden Age. They tell us that he is, but they never show us that.
Maybe
he
you
is.
Need to make like Steve Trevor. Let me ask you this. Would it be a little weird to write Steve Trevor like Captain America? Not I'm saying like he's not super strong.
No, I see what you
like,
mean. He's that good.
He's the best soldier in the United States Army.
No, that's what he should be.
You know, and he is just like a wunderkind. Like he can pick up any weapon. He can do anything.
But he'll also go back and save the child.
Yes.
Yes. That's what he should be. Yeah, he should be her equal in everything but strength.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, he's the one mortal man.
He's the man.
That
yes.
can stand up to me. And I would even do that I would let you have a couple fights between the two of them
mm-hmm.
where like he's able to like throw her over.
He should get like one or two good hits.
Yeah, but she wins the fight.
Totally.
But she's just like, damn, I didn't see that coming.
Did you know that they do get married and have a baby in the 80s?
Only when she loses her powers.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I learned that when I was researching this and I was like, oh, crazy.
That is the low, everyone kind of considers that to be the low point of Wonder Woman, so it's kind of ignored because that's where she wears the white outfit.
But
she
it happened.
Spies.
Can't wait for the Silver Age.
Oh, man. Oh, mom. All right, so what are we talking about? We got off track, but who cares?
Yeah, that was a question I had to bench for time.
Sure.
So Wonder Woman has had a couple different origins. They haven't changed as much as maybe they had for some other characters.
Yep.
So I wanted to know, Jason, Jason, what is your preferred Wonder Woman origin? Do you like the clay golem? Do you like the Hercules analog, Daughter of Zeus?
Well, we now also have the Earth One.
Yes.
Grant Morrison. Now, let me ask you, I forgot. I haven't read that in a while. Is she a clay golem in that, or is she a Zeus' daughter in that?
She is supposed to be a golem and then revealed to be Zeus's.
Oh, is that what happens in Earth
One? Yes.
Okay, it's been a while. What's your favorite version? I want to hear your version as a woman. I want to hear, as a woman, what is your favorite version of this origin?
Oh, straight up Daughter of Zeus. Yes.
Okay, so the new 52, Brian Azzarello.
Yes. I think it's an amazing run.
Yep.
If you haven't looked at it, go pick it up and then stop reading when it ends.
A lot of people, here's the thing, a lot of people who like to bag on the new 52 and say that there's nothing good in it have clearly never read that Wonder Woman run because it's 40 issues of greatness.
I don't know. I don't think it sold that well.
It didn't. It sold really well.
And it is beautiful on top of it. Cliff Chang is the perfect.
Is so
look,
good.
We have Liam Sharp and Nicola are amazing right now, but like Cliff Chang brings an edge to it.
Yep.
That I think he's the perfect Wonder Woman artist.
And he was to me the only artist that could make that new 52 costume look good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I wasn't a huge fan of the new 52 costume.
I love it though when Hephaestus gives her like all the armor and she's got the arm piece and like.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
so
yeah. Where she goes
epic.
Super,
and they made
where
it
goes super
statue.
Greek. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I really like that. But I'll tell you why. So. I don't like the clay golem thing because
me neither.
Golems are soulless.
Yep.
She's not a person. She has no heart, all that. And that doesn't appeal to me. Like, I want her to be a woman and I want her to be like, not a human, but I guess something more recognizable to me is what I'm looking for.
Got it.
And I do see some people who look at the new 52, new origin, and they say that it makes Hippolyta weak because Diana should not have been created of man. But I think I can go along with it because if Hippolyta, who is her icon and who she's looking up to, if she could love a man, then it's okay. And that's
the
why
daughter does the same.
That's
thing.
Why Wonder Woman would allow herself to follow a relationship with Steve.
Yep.
So do I think Zeus is like a giant dick bag? Yeah.
Oh wow.
Do I think that maybe it wasn't consensual? Maybe, but I think that it's also a better shorthand. If you're trying to bring as many people in, we all know who Hercules is.
Yep.
It's way easier.
I've said that. That's what I've said for
exactly.
years. That you're taking my argument, Ashley.
It's mine now.
Oh,
yeah, it's just, it's a much more condensed, easy to understand story.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
It also kind of makes her an orphan of one parent, which ties into the themes of the Trinity, which are full of orphans.
I'm with you. I like the new 52. The only thing I don't like about the George Perez run is that she's a clay golem.
Yeah.
If you put the demigod stuff in the George Perez, I'm in.
Man, it might be perfect.
It's like the perfect Diana origin.
He draws the best Diana hair.
Yeah, he's beautiful. But he also adds so much to that mythos and everything like that. I agree with you. Like, she's much more interesting than she's a demigod. Because mm-hmm. when you make her part of the Greek... Because here's the thing. Wonder Woman is such a part of the Greek gods, and she's fighting the Greek gods and doing all this of the Greek mm-hmm. gods. Like, John Byrne killed her off and made her a god. He was the first one to do that. And then Brian Azzarello made her the god of war. So like, if you're going to do that, and so many of her stories are tied to the Greek, like every movie, most first Wonder Woman origin, she fights Ares or some sort of Greek monster.
Including the amazing animated movie from 2009.
Yeah. So if that's the case, it makes much more sense that she's like one of Zeus's bastard children's, like Hercules.
Exactly.
It makes a bunch more. Because again, that's the reason I made that argument. Well, partly because like I was such a big fan of Hercules' Legendary Journeys for Kevin Sorbo. I loved that series back in the 90s. Has not aged well. It's not great.
I also think you can do interesting things. Like in the new 52, it's revealed that all the Amazonian male babies are given to Hephaestus to work in his forge.
Yep.
And like, that's so interesting. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, yeah. Although I will say, I'm fine with that. Like, I think it's a more interesting idea that you're like, oh, that's how this island happens. I kind of like the idea that the Amazonians are ageless, though.
I do, too.
That they're sort of immortal.
That they are, or they age in, like, Narnia time. Like,
yes.
They age much more slowly. Do you like it better if Diana is the only child?
Yes.
Interesting.
Diana needs to be the only one. The reason why is because she needs to have that same effect like Superman.
She needs to be singular.
She needs to be singular. And also, if you make her a demigod, that also makes her different from the... She's not technically an Amazon.
I mean, she is and she isn't. Yeah.
She's like half Amazon. She's half God.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, and technically the Amazons were created to serve the gods.
Yes.
So technically that also helps work in with like Diana's their queen,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of God and because of birthright. No, I like the idea that Diana is the only child that all these women have seen in thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know.
I also like that because it really, the Amazons to me have always been a very big family. Like they're a very pure sense of what a community is.
Yeah.
And I like that they're all invested in Diana, not just because she's the princess. Mm-hmm. That like maybe she's the only baby they've seen in millennia.
Yes.
And the only child. So of course they're all going to try to invest the best parts of themselves in her.
And they're all going to be interested in her. Mm-hmm. And when she asks them to do something, they're all going to give in to her.
They'll spoil her. Yeah. Or she'll find the person who will.
They'll spoil her rotten.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm a big fan of Themyscira that is sort of futuristic, too.
Oh, like the purple rays and
yeah,
stuff like
I
that?
Yeah, I am. Because I like the fact, I like the fact that these women just didn't, like, stagnate.
Yeah,
In 2BC technology, that they actually like.
I don't need them to have guns though.
No. But I like the idea that I think all of their I think their offensive weapons are still like bows and arrows and, mm-hmm. and swords. But like I think anything else is like yeah, energy rays and stuff like that. I like that idea, Themyscira.
I also like the idea to bring in like a feminine aspect of Amazons that they would be a remarkable healers.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
like that feels like very like accurate for you know what femininity is supposed to represent. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
Cool. I don't know. Any other questions we got?
So I have one more question
sure,
for you if we have the time for it. So Wonder Woman is a character who is defined by coming from a world that is very ancient Greek inspired.
Yes.
Do you think that she's a character that belongs more in a period piece like what we're seeing them do in the movie where it's set during World War I? Or do you think she still works in a modern age? Because there's arguments that have been made. I'll bring it back to Superman. You know, people say like, well, Superman is a product of when he was created.
He is the product of the Depression.
Yeah.
He really is. Superman is very much a product of the Depression.
Because, I mean, I don't know if she works better in a period piece, but I think that's something that should be explored more because it's something she can do if she's a god and she's ostensibly immortal that none of the other characters can do.
That was going to be my answer. No, it's fine. My answer was going to be, I actually like the idea that she's immortal.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that, yeah, maybe she first joined the world in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and she's just kind of been around.
Yeah.
I do think that's an interesting idea for her. It also makes her a little bit different than, it makes her quite older than Superman and Batman, which also is another interesting aspect.
Yeah.
That she's the oldest.
Which is interesting when you think about something like Kingdom Come,
mm-hmm.
because she looks the same.
Yeah.
And even
Superman is aging.
Superman's aging, not as fast as Batman, but Superman, he's a little gray at the temples.
Superman ages.
Yeah.
Kryptonians age.
Mm-hmm.
And Kryptonians die. It's
yes.
just that under the yellow sun, they're impossible
they
to
live,
die.
Yeah.
But it's a thing of that, like, yeah, what if Wonder Woman never does?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the one that outlasts them both because she's a god.
That would be really sad. Someone should write that. It'd be beautiful.
DC well,
can call me at
Superman
any
wouldn't end up with Wonder Woman no matter what. So
no, but no, write the thing where, like, she buries them.
She buries both of them.
And how she deals with it.
Yeah. It's funny because I think she would offer. Here's the interesting. Okay, so this is the story. You kind of got my story wheels turning here.
Copyright Geekiest Real Estate.
Yeah. I think as a god, she would offer godhood to both of them.
I think she would put them in the stars.
Or she would be like, I have the ability. You drink this elixir, and you will become part of the pantheon, or the part pantheon,
pantheon, yeah.
pantheon of gods, or whatever. You will join us on Mount Olympus. You'll live forever. Batman would take her up on that offer, but then after a week, Batman would hate it.
Yeah,
and Batman would be like,
go work with Hephaestus or something.
No, Batman would be like, let me see my parents.
Mm.
Superman would turn her down flat outright and say no.
Yeah, because he wants to, I think because he wants to die someday and be with Lois.
Superman's human.
Yeah.
He's human. Batman would take it because Batman would be like, oh, think about all the good I could do.
Yeah.
And then Batman would get it and then be like, oh, so I can't do anything? Oh, okay. No,
yeah.
I don't want this.
Yeah. You know, interesting.
You know, go put me. That's what I think would happen with those two. But I think she would offer it to both of them. I think she really would.
I think if they died too, you could see her tell their legends. In the way that we tell, like, the Odyssey.
She'd make them myths.
Yeah.
She'd make them myths. It'd be very interesting. But it's interesting because, like, Batman's the one that dies first.
I mean, yes.
I don't know. See, because not just because of human age. I've never, it's an interesting thing because I look at Dark Knight Returns and I look at Batman Beyond, and there's a part of my brain that says that never happens.
Bruce doesn't live that long.
Bruce does not live long.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce dies in his 50s because.
I think if he makes it to 50, yeah.
He dies on mission as Batman, saving the city
somewhere. And that's what he wants.
Yeah, which is the one good
thing. He doesn't want to be an old man.
Exactly, which is the one good thing I'll give to Dark Knight Rises. I do like the idea that Batman, quote unquote, dies for his city.
Yeah.
You know, for all the problems that movie has. But yeah, I like the idea that Wonder Woman outlasts them. I do kind of believe that Superman lives for 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah?
I love the idea that Superman makes it to the Legion of Superheroes, but doesn't tell them he's there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just like this idea that Superman sees the birth of the Legion and sees younger him and kind of like winks and like smiles, but doesn't reveal himself.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea because I think Superman goes and retires somewhere quietly.
I think so too. I think he goes and becomes a farmer.
Yeah, I think he goes to Kansas and he buys a house and he sits there on his porch and farms.
Or even if he doesn't farm corn, like he has a garden, like he makes things grow.
Yeah, yeah.
Superman is a nurturer.
Mm-hmm. And then he sends his son John out into the universe to save the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Although I don't.
But makes him come home on the weekend for dinner.
Yeah, he has to come home on the weekend. But I'll tell you this: I don't think John lives as long as Superman. Because he's half human.
Oh, that's sad.
John, I think, has the half. I don't know. This is crazy. This is going deep. I think John has half the lifespan of Superman.
Yeah.
I think he lives five.
He's long lived, but not that long.
So John will live to like the 25th century.
Yeah.
But then he dies. And Superman, I think, lives until the 31st century. And then he dies.
Wow.
You know, so. But Superman, I also feel that.
John better get to having babies.
Yeah, right? Right?
Someone got to look after
Superman.
They'll
have a little bit less Kryptonian, a little less Kryptonian.
Every time. Aww.
But I also.
Until they can just kind of run fast.
Yeah. I also do believe that Superman. Superman chooses when he's ready to die.
I believe that.
And I think he puts on his suit and he flies into the sun.
Mm.
Because I really believe in the Smallville ending where they showed you his final moments and they show you Superman flying into the sun.
Yeah.
And there's just something about that he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to like the thing that's given me so much life. We kind of went way off Wonder Woman.
That's okay.
But I don't care. Legacy and immoral characters. Yay! There you go. Yeah, that would be an interesting story. Wonder Woman offering immortality to her best friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice. There you go. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I just want you to say it a little bit without spoilers, because we talk about spoilers more in Geekish Less and Extra next week when we talk about Wonder Woman movie. So you think movie Batman and movie Wonder Woman are going to get together?
Yes. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Cool, guys. That's it for Geek History Lesson Extra. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it. And if you think some of your friends out there might enjoy Geek History Lesson or Geek History Lesson Extra, you know, please share it. Go out there and do it. And thank you so much. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, the more the merrier. And we want to spread all of this geeky love to everyone that we can.
It means a lot. And the more support we get over here, of course, the more we can do. And seriously, I really appreciate it. So it makes a big difference.
Thank you so much from the bottom of our Amazonian hearts.
All right, so I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Stop a bullet cold, make the axes fold, change the minds and change the world. That's a little bit. These lyrics are crazy.
They're amazing.
Make a hawk a dove.
That's my favorite. Save the world,
stop
love.
War with love.
Yeah, the best.
Make a liar tell the truth. All our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do. It's a weird
thing. Amazing.
Yep. All right. That's it for Geekish Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Niven. She's Ashley Robbins. We already said that. Bye. Bye-bye, you hawk-a-dove monkeys.
Bye.